This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Anthony Gucciardi's here with a lot of good news on Health Freedom Front. Coming up, I'm going to play the video. It's up on Infowars.com. This is interesting. Of an eagle knocking a drone out of the sky. But the most important issue is I'm going to give the phone number out and take your calls on the Chinese meltdown, the yuan being devalued. Is this fall, is this Christmas going to be the big one? Or another big global disaster they use to get more power? But Anthony, get into the news you were mentioning.
Right, so we've got some good news, and that is Scotland is to ban growing of genetically modified crops within its borders, and that's a big move. This is from Reuters. Scotland's devolved government said on Sunday it intended to ban the growing of genetically modified crops on its territory to protect its, quote, clean and green brand, and because there was little evidence that Scottish consumers wanted GMO products.
And that's the real green movement that they tout a global warming garbage that discredits it.
Right. And then you also have these fake green people that want GMOs, and they say they want GMOs, and they say it's for the farmers. And
that's like Monbiot, the big liberal environmentalist, that says he wants more nuclear reactors.
Right, right. But, of course, we know every 30 minutes an Indian suicide happens because the farmers in India are killing themselves, oftentimes because of the fact that Monsanto puts them in debt and they can't feed their families, so they end up killing themselves. Thank you, Monsanto. You're an amazing corporation. But the bad news is, it's really good news, but it's bad news at the same time. We're beating Monsanto in such a degree that they're trying to push through this bill that many of you may have heard of. It's called the DARC Act. It's really called the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Bill.
The Monsanto Protection.
Right. It's the Monsanto Protection Act on mega steroids, though, because it bans GMO labeling in the United States, period.
That way you cannot, as a company, say we're not GMO.
Oh, you can't as a state. So here's an example. Texas has a new bill that would label GMOs. This bill, the DARC Act.
And it's got bipartisan support. That shows how arrogant they are.
It's already passed the House.
I can't say this is non-GMO, our product.
We can't have mandatory GMO labeling. It's already passed the House, okay? And it is going to the Senate. It's called the DARC Act. We have some people speaking out against it. Gwyneth Paltrow just went to D.C. to talk about it. Here's a name from The Hill I'm talking about. Gwyneth Paltrow calls for GMO labeling. There's been a lot of people talking about this. The DARC Act would ban mandatory GMO labeling state levels in the United States.
Well, that bans free speech.
Oh, it bans everything. But the point is that Monsanto is losing so badly, they had to get this guy, Mike Pompeo, Representative Mike Pompeo, to go out and say, it's non-scientific to label GMOs. GMOs are perfectly safe. They feed people. Who cares if the Roundup is actually killing
people? Roundup's good for you. I'll drink a glass. Here, drink one. I don't know about drinking that.
Right. Exactly.
Can they find that clip again, guys, where the guy that famously says he'll drink at the spokesman for Monsanto, they go, by the way, we do have Obama, since you mentioned. This is him and his campaign in 2007 saying that he would go for labeling. Here it is.
Country of origin labeling, because Americans should know where their food comes from. We'll let folks know whether their food has been genetically modified, because Americans should know what they're buying. We'll let folks know whether their food has been genetically modified, because Americans should know what they're buying.
There you go. And I've never seen a clip like that, where we get copyright claims and harassment, and so does everybody else, by a Democratic Party group that teamed up with them, with Obama, to make sure that clip is banned online.
I used it in a YouTube video and it got taken down.
Oh, yeah. Let's play it again, since they don't like it. Because guess what? This is my radio and TV show. This is not YouTube right now. And you want to sue me, go ahead and try. It's fair use. I'm going to play it again. Here it is.
Here's what I'll do as president. I'll immediately implement country of origin labeling, because Americans should know where their food comes from. We'll let folks know whether their food has been genetically modified, because Americans should know what they're buying. We'll let folks know whether their food has been genetically modified, because Americans should know what they're buying.
And now he works around the clock to stop that.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's the one who's going to have to sign off on this bill to ban GMO labeling. He's going.
You have more, don't you, or is that pretty much?
I have some more. I have some more. We can talk about it if you want.
All right. Well, let's do 5 more minutes, and then I promise I'm going to give the number out, and we're going to go to your calls on the financial meltdown. Anthony Gucciardi's here. But this is some good news and some bad news, because we know under TPP that it's been leaked that it just lets Monsanto ban GMO labeling worldwide and makes you take it in your country. I mean, come on. It's so totalitarian. But Bill Gates is involved, and he wants you to eat it because he loves you. It's not because he wants to hurt you. He's a nice man from Planned Parenthood.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
An example of how my weird
Don't
brain
tell
works.
That long-tongued liar.
There's video. There's a couple of these, but this is a new one. Of an eagle attacking a drone while it's filming. And it made me think about an article today about a robot that has babies, a robot that has a 3D printer and then makes more of itself. So a drone's fancy, can do some incredible stuff, but can it lay eggs? Can it raise babies? Can it go out and live and get energy from the indigenous environment? And I guess as these new technologies develop, I guess it will be able to do that. So that's how my brain works whenever I see a story like this. But I tell you, can the drone take out an eagle? But I'm being racist against drones right now. Actually, folks, I'm all for drones. I just don't like the fact the globalists are deploying them and using them as tools of control against the general population. Coming up, this is out of London Telegraph, Russia and NATO actively preparing for war. Kurt Nimmo details it more with his article, NATO and Russia Prepare for War. on InfoWars.com. Also, I'm going to look more at Legionnaires, the worst outbreak in history. Something serious is going on behind that. I've got a clip of Jeb Bush blaming Clinton and Obama for Iraq problems. They're all in the same club. It's all the very same policy. And then saying attack Assad to take out ISIS. Just incredible. Talked about that with Walter Jones earlier. It's now official. We talked about this when we were in Spain. The announcement was made. Now it's happened. First victim of Spain's gag law fined for criticizing lazy police. He said on Facebook they ought to have swimming pools and hammocks and palm trees at all their police stations. I will say the police look pretty lazy in Spain. But that's kind of how I want my police, you know? Not out writing tickets all day and then responding to actual crime. Continuing, Japan's committed to nuclear power despite Fukushima fiasco. We're going to cover that. Scientists, I mentioned this, make a robot that can have babies. That ties in with a rise in brain-controlled robot armies, Daily Mail. Chinese military trained students to control machines with their minds. And another one, machine that turns poo into water gets test run in Africa. That's Wired Magazine. But, of course, what do you call Hillary Clinton? She's a machine that turns water into poo. I don't even know why I said that. Just trying to be simple. I don't even come up with this humor. It's why a lot of this is even funny. It's just stupid. But, I mean, she takes information that's real and then puts out. Yeah, I mean, she exports like raw sewage. Instead of projectile vomit, she just opens her mouth and sprays out every stenching. You know, they say hell stinks, and I'm told Hillary Clinton smells like a dead dog from about 100 yards away.
Her GDP is very high in excrement.
Exactly. But if you go up to InfoWars.com, we've got some more serious articles up there on that front. But getting serious here before we finish up with your articles, Anthony, I want to hear from you, the listeners, in the rest of the hour after the break on how big a deal is this, the currency war, China devaluing its currency like 4 points or almost 4 points the last 2 days, what that's doing to commodities, gold and silver's up, but other commodities are down. How do you have a fiat printing press that's on high that normally causes inflation or hyperinflation, but then you have depressionary manipulations as well? I call it hyperstagflation. But overall, it's just depressionary at this point because the globalists only give the free money and only give the inflation money to themselves. That's what a managed economy can do. The ultimate screw job. So here are the headlines. China could trigger the biggest financial rout since 2008. 12 signs that an imminent global financial crash is becoming even more likely. I'm going to cover that after Anthony leaves. China currency devaluation could spark tidal wave of deflation. London Guardian, Financial Times of London. What next? A Chinese housing crash, China currency devaluation since global exports reeling. We'll give you the latest on the markets right now after break as well. Gold and silver surges, dollar dumps. But Anthony, finishing up with the health news that you had.
Right, so last segment we were talking about this new bill, which is called the DARK Act. That's what it's nicknamed. Its true name is the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Bill. And what it would do is it would ban mandatory labeling inside the United States at a state level. So that means if Texas, for example, were to introduce a labeling bill, which it has done, and it were to pass, this bill would co-opt that and it would crush it and it would shut it down. And the DARK Act, I think, is the biggest threat we face to our food intelligence in decades. Because we would no longer have the ability to know what we're eating under law. But at the same time,
why are you being racist against GMO?
Well, I am being racist.
These are new creatures they've created. You should just eat it and shut up.
They deserve human rights.
Be diverse.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a huge brain tumor.
Yeah, destroy your DNA and just die. It's not a big deal. But at the same time, it shows that Monsanto's losing the fight. Because they have to go as far as to ban our ability to know what we're eating in order for us to, you know, for them to survive, really. And also ties into this article, Monsanto sets off corporate feeding frenzy because what they're doing is they're losing so much money. Last quarter they lost, it was $128 million, I believe, last fourth quarter. And they are trying to buy Syngenta, which is kind of like an experimental GMO biotech company that's even weirder and even more potentially insane than Monsanto. But Syngenta's not going for it. So they're starting this attempt to have a forced buyout of Syngenta for X amount of cash. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to corner the market so that they can survive and they can keep manipulating everything. And Syngenta has even gone as far. This is a company that's looked into biopharmaceutical crops, growing vaccines out of crops.
It's already going on everywhere. Yeah.
So they're talking about, you know, sterilizations through these crops, all this insane stuff. Monsanto's trying to buy these people out so the next generation of biotech will come through, and at the same time shutting down our ability to know. So if we actually can fight the DARK Act, it'll be a major victory. But if the DARK Act goes through and Monsanto and Obama signs off on it, if it passes the Senate, the same guy in 2007 who said he would ban GMO labeling, it will be a massive victory for Monsanto and a major defeat for humanity.
And even if they win on that front, it'll just cause folks to start their own black market labeling, and it'll just push people to the farmers' markets more.
Right, right. And to be clear, corporations, it's technically illegal for corporations to label non-GMO right now, actually, through the FDA and USDA laws.
Remember Horizon Milk like 6, 7, 8 years ago? They got sued by the synthetic bovine growth hormone maker because they just said, we don't have any growth hormone.
Yeah, RBGH, yeah.
And they sued them. You can't say you don't have it.
Now you have to say not that there's anything different. And the DARK Act, to be clear, would ban mandatory GMO labeling at a statewide level. So we could still say things are non-GMO if a corporation chooses to do that. But then that's also technically legal too, and Monsanto can go after you for that. It's totally insane.
They don't want us passing laws that we can have labels.
Yeah, there's a reason 96% of shareholders of Monsanto would vote against GMO labeling.
And there's a reason CNBC and Associated Press and others and the Canadian broadcasting system as well have all reported for 15 years, or 17 years, since 99, that Monsanto, at all their major facilities, has non-GMO cafeterias for their scientists.
Of course. Of course they do, right? Just like, you know, you talk to somebody in one of
because it's the next level of Planned Parenthood. They're eugenicists. They're stacking traits in for social control.
And they laugh when these fake scientists defend them. All the top scientists say one thing. We don't know what's going to actually happen. We have no idea. And that's even more scary to me than saying, well, it could cause a little bit increase in cancer. You know, we know that
Roundup. Yeah, but in the case of Roundup and these plants bioaccumulating, and it grows tumors. They admit that.
Oh, yeah, it does. The World Health Organization confirmed that. Now we need a massive ban. Countries are banning it. Just the Roundup alone. But in terms of the next generation of GMO crops, what they're going to do for, you know, 20, 40, 30 years from now, top scientists, the most concerning part to me is not even that they say, yeah, it'll probably cause cancer. They say, we don't even know what it'll do to us.
All right, Anthony, thank you so much. I know you'll be covering more of this at InfoWars.com and, of course, NaturalSociety.com and, of course, StoryLeague.com.
Thank you.
There goes Anthony Gucciardi. All right, here's the toll-free number on the economic front. I want to hear your take. Is this the big one coming up this fall, this winter? I mean, we're already in a global depression worldwide. There's civil wars all over the place. There's wars on the border with Russia, China. The financial collapse did start 2 years ago. It never really ended. The recession never really ended, most economists agree. But it's definitely getting worse now worldwide. And so Gerald Celente was right when he said 4 years ago, within 2 years, you'll see a global meltdown. It's just the media is so good at papering things over that for people in the West, or those that aren't doing really bad, they're like, oh, everything's great. Well, no, it's not. We're living on debt. We're living on the very tail end of this. We're sitting on top of the biggest debt bubbles ever. We know what happened in Weimar Republic and Zimbabwe and Chile and everywhere else and here before. So what's your view on how serious the situation is and where you see it going next? I hope Ron Paul and many others we have on are wrong, but I've never heard Ron Paul in 20 years of interviewing him. 20 years. Say, I think reckoning is just about to happen. And it's just, I feel it in my gut. The elites are headed to their bunkers. Governments are buying armored vehicles. There's a digging in. Soros wants to stir up a civil war in the middle of all this. He just took down Ukraine. He isn't playing games, folks. I mean, you see everything coming together. The stars are aligning, and not in a good way. So my pucker factor is at about a 9 right now, and Spidey sense is off the charts. So I hope folks are getting ready. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're not feeling it. Maybe you're not seeing it. Please tell me I'm wrong. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And if you just tuned in for the first time with one of our wonderful AM/FM affiliates, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're a multimedia, liberty-based, truth-based organization in Austin, Texas, with reporters and writers and investigative journalists and researchers, an incredible crew and engineers and folks behind the scenes that bring you an unabashed, hardcore, freedom-promoting organization that will not back down. Please support our local AM&FM affiliates today. Become a sponsor. Spread the word about the show. Or support those local sponsors and let them know why you are. Or buy the station a billboard. If people with means don't take action in the fight for liberty, we're going to lose everything. The public mind is ready to be awakened. You got to be the cold water in the bucket to be splashed on them.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Not yesterday, but it was long ago.
All those bitter days are past me now.
I've got so much more to think about. Deadlines and commitments.
What's a leaving?
what to leave out. Against the wind.
I told the story. I wrote Willie Nelson a note when he came to one of my movie showings like 8-9 years ago. He said, "You know, Willie Nelson's in the back." I said, yeah, whatever. Gave a speech. At the end, he was signing DVDs, and Willie Nelson came out and shook my hand. I'm not name-dropping. It's just a funny story. And he went over and was doing some other stuff because the Alamo Draft House was selling other movies and stuff in a store. And I said, real fast, and I wrote out deadlines and commitments, what to keep in, what to keep out, you know, traveling miles a minute for months at a time. And I kind of wrote it out, gave him my phone number. My cell phone, I'd leave with the radio producer. And then months later, ring, it's Willie Nelson on the phone. And he's like, against the wind. Well, I'm pretty busy, but I like the fact you brought that up, so I'll come on your show. And it just shows how if nothing ventured, nothing gained. Just an interesting little story. Every time I hear that song with the Highwaymen singing it, I'm procrastinating. I really don't want to get into this financial news. It's bad. Real bad. And in the next segment, I'm going to give you the latest from Bloomberg, CNBC, and others on what's happening in markets since this morning. But the big picture, if you just joined us, is the situation with the 12 signs of an imminent global financial crash has become even more likely. Then we're going to come back and go to Morgan, Chris, Dan, Sherry, Bob, and others. But while we're busy focused on Megyn Kelly dirty talking on Howard Stern, while we're busy, you know, looking at what Donald Trump's doing in the latest diversion, the New World Order is on the move. Michael Snyder article up on Infowars.com going over the signs that things are serious. The devaluation of the yuan took virtually the entire planet by surprise and not in a good way. Actually, we've been talking a lot about the plan they dropped their currency. Didn't take us by surprise. I mean, it's just a fact, just a fact. Number two, one of the big reasons why China devalued the yuan was to try to boost exports. Yeah, their economy's collapsing. China's exports declined 8.3% in July, and global trade overall is falling at a pace that we haven't seen since the last recession because taxes are too high, not because interest rates are too low. Now that the Chinese have devalued their currency, other nations will rely on the exports and indicating that they might do the same thing. That's a currency war, a race to the bottom, which is led by the U.S. that's been devaluing the dollar. They're just following suit. If you scan the big financial news sites, it seems like there's a term, currency war, is now being bandied about quite a bit. No, it's concerted global devaluation. This is the very first time the 50-day moving average of the Dow has moved below the 200-day moving average in the last 4 years. This is known as the death cross. The world enters the death cross and is a very troubling sign. We are just about to the point where all of the most common technical signals that investors typically use to make investments decisions will be the screaming sell and running for the exit like a chicken with their head lopped off. And, of course, when they sell, 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 that's when you buy, buy, buy. The price of oil just closed at a brand-new 6-year low. When the price of oil started to decline back in late 2014, a whole lot of people were proclaiming that this would be a good time for the U.S. economy. Now we can see just how wrong they were. At this point, the price of oil has already fallen to a level that is going to be absolutely nightmarish for the global economy if it stays there. Just a consideration what Jeff Gulak had to say about it in December. And back in December 2014, Bond King had a serious warning for the world if oil prices got to $40 a barrel. I hope it does not go to 40, he said in a statement, because then something is very, very wrong with the world, not just the economy, but the geopolitical consequences could be, to put it bluntly, terrifying. And yeah, it's not good to have oil at 150, but below about 90, you can't really explore for it anymore, unless you're the Saudis that have it already on tap. Helps them. Bankrupts their competition. Bankrupts Russia. Puts pressure on China. And people go, good, that's our competition. No, it's not. They globalized us, so when somebody goes in the toilet, we go in it. Number six, this week we learned that OPEC has been pumping more oil than we thought, and it's been projected that this could cause the price of oil to plunge into the 30s. Number 7, number 8, number 9, number 10, number 11, number 12, when we come back, and then to your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones.
not happy that we're being proven right in spades. Not happy at all. But to my detractors, everybody that hates me, I knew I'd be right. So suck an egg, punks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praise the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We are certainly riders on the storm.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Into this world we're born.
Into this house we're born.
Into this world we're thrown.
Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone and actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
Yeah.
There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad.
Take a long holiday.
Take a long holiday.
Let your children play.
Let your children
sorry,
play.
Sorry, turn this music off. Good stuff.
If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die.
I try to give the new world a ride. We're going to die. The story's up on InfoWars.com, and it just ties into the hypocrisy, and I'm going to go to your phone calls. Donald Trump sexist. Megyn Kelly talks dirty with Howard Stern.
and we've got Hillary Clinton salivating over her, going, what an amazing woman she is. Past behavior demonstrates Kelly's nonchalantness with sexual issues. So Hillary and her are acting like if somebody talks about blood coming out of someone, oh, my gosh, you men are so horrible. And Bernie Sanders says, I think any criticism of Hillary is sexist. I love the Soviet Union. It was so good. And then Kurt's got the quotes. The 10-minute video is up on Infowars.com. Maybe we'll play some of it tomorrow. I mean, I've been on Howard Stern's show a few times. That's his venue. It's interesting. I'm not attacking Howard Stern himself. It's just the hypocrisy of her going on talking about a bunch of sex and stuff, and nobody's saying, oh, my gosh, it's so sexist that men talk about sex in front of women. See, we have it both ways. Hillary Clinton tweeted, what a lot of men on that stage had to say in the debate was offensive. You know, we find you, Hillary, offensive, leaving folks to die in Benghazi and all the rest of the criminal activities you're involved in. Carly Fiornia tells Face the Nation women were horrified by Megyn Kelly's comments. See, it's all about vote for Hillary. Trump banned from Republican event over sexist comments, the CBC says. That's great. Ban people now over their speech. Yes, it's so liberal. That's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. It needs to get out there. Meanwhile, China could trigger the biggest financial rout since 2008. That's already happening. Russia and NATO actively preparing for war. London Telegraph, rival war games by Russia, armed forces, and NATO represent greatest buildup of military tension in Europe since the Cold War. Warren's think tank. He's been telling you that forever. Just pointing out again, we don't make stuff up. The world is accelerating into insanity. Obama said, remember, a few months ago, again, he said it last year, too, the world's been never more stable since his administration. As if he runs anything. That's a lie that he stabilized the world. It's a lie he runs things. The people that run Boehner and run him, they run things. Like Congressman Jones said earlier, Congress is a bunch of puppets now, and people are tired of it. Let's go to some phone calls here. Let's talk to Morgan in Washington. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Great show, Alex. This is a really a complex issue, this currency thing, but I would like to juxtapose two events that are happening at the same time. One everybody is looking at. The other event no one's paying attention to. We know what China does. They devalue their currency, and this is in an effort to gain a trade advantage. They've beat us up like this for years now. But something else that has kind of slipped off the page, and if you look at the New York Times yesterday afternoon, they had a story there that says that the Iraqi parliament has unanimously passed Prime Minister Abadi's groundbreaking and far-reaching reforms. I've been following Iraq pretty close. They're not the jumbled ball of wire that people think they are. This Abadi is a sharp cookie. He's pulling that country together, and this big package of laws they passed yesterday are very vital and will coincide with the laws that they're going to pass tomorrow, which will be another groundbreaking event. These all have to do with Iraq rejoining the global economic community. Now, with that being said, let's bounce back to China. They have been, and is well known, hoarding gold like crazy for quite some time now, and we know that they've been petitioning the IMF, Christine Lagarde, because they want to take the position of the world's global currency, the reserve currency, and they've got enough gold, it is suspected at this point, to back that with gold. So,
yeah, they've been talking about a global SDR, 10 to 30% backed by a basket of commodities, chief among them gold. And that's why they're maneuvering this collapse to then have another round of too big to fail, you know, quadrillions of taxpayer money, and then tell us we're in debt to them because we bailed them out. But they're moving towards the next step of just getting rid of the entire system.
Well, and that's kind of where I'm going, because I think that what China is doing is that I, and also to you, and I know you agree that these backroom deals are made constantly. But what they're doing is they're purposely torpedoing the fiat currency systems that are out there. And bear in mind, not only is the dinar at the value of 1,166 dinar to the dollar, but the rupiah is also positioned to revalue. And Christine Lagarde says she's got 204 people on board for a global currency reset. Now, these things are all happening way too close together.
That's right. They're devaluing them to cheat the system, to consolidate power while giving themselves free money. And then when they're done and have maxed it out as much as they can, they're going to burn down the business and collect the insurance money that's the banker bailout, and then start getting us ready for the new solution to fix things. Just like the euro implodes countries, the answer is get rid of any sovereignty you had left and give it to them. Their answer is technocracy, which is a technologically based dictatorship.
Well, this basket of currencies is going to include the U.S. dollar, but it's going to be a devalued dollar, probably by as much as 30%. And then you're going to see the reinstatement of the old currency in Iraq, the dinar, at the same time is going to go probably back to $3.22 to the dinar like it was before they were put under bankruptcy by the United Nations. And see, this ground is fertile. This is ripe for this global currency reset, which has been Christine Lagarde's wet dream ever since she got in office.
Well, there. That's always been the Trilateral Commission plan since the 70s, but God bless you. I appreciate your call. Here's what I know. There are a whole bunch of global crises that have been exacerbated, accentuated, and manufactured in some cases. The globals didn't do it all, but most of it. They're riding that horse. And strap yourselves in. We're in for a very interesting time. In fact, I didn't finish the last points on this article. Then I'll go to your calls. Six, this week we learned that OPEC has been pumping more oil, and they're talking about it going to $30 a barrel. Seven, in recent article explained the collapse in the commodity prices that we are witnessing right now is eerily similar to what we witnessed just before the stock market crash of 08. On Tuesday, things got even worse for commodities as the price of copper closed at a brand new six-year low. The South American debtors, number eight, crisis of 2015 continues to intensify. Brazil's government bonds have been downgraded to just one level above junk status, and the approval rating of Brazil's president has fallen into the single digits. Number nine, just before the financial crisis of 08, a surging U.S. dollar put the extraordinary amount of stress on emerging markets. Now that this is happening again, emerging market stocks just hit a brand new four-year low on Tuesday thanks to a stunt that China just pulled. Number 10, things are not so great in the United States either. The ratio of household inventories to sales in the United States just hit the highest level since last recession. What this means is there are a whole lot of stuff sitting in warehouses out there that is just waiting to be sold in an economy that is rapidly slowing down. Number 11, speaking of slowing down, the growing of consumer spending in the United States has just plummeted to multi-year lows. Deep inside, most of us can feel what is coming. According to Gallup, the number of Americans that believe the economy is getting worse, almost 50% higher, the number of Americans that believe the economy is getting better. Things are lining up perfectly for a global financial crisis and a major recession beginning in the fall of winter of 2015. But just because things look like they will be happening a certain way does not necessarily mean they will. All it takes is a single event or some sort of change for things to really shift quickly. So what do you believe will happen in the months ahead? And that's what I'm asking the listeners as well. So let's go on to Sherry in Texas. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thank you. Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, what goes up like a rocket comes down like a rocket. This is what's always happened to me with the stocks. I'm out of stocks now. All I have is some silver iShares. That's it. And as a cash account. And here's why I put myself in that position, because whenever something like this comes up, they always run it up so the rich can, you know, pull in their bucks. And then it just goes down like a rocket. And so my investment brokerage, I've moved out of my money fund because it was, it has an asset value. It works like an investment, and it has a dollar per share value. Now, is that could go down while we sleep, You understand. And we could wake up and it's 30, like the guy's saying, 30% less or something, and our money fund would shrink in our account. So I moved in. Now, this works well for me because a cash account can have up to $250,000 max, and that's going to be good enough for me for my brokerage. And then they have some other options, but they involve moving your money around, and I don't know how viable that's going to be if we're going to be digitally attacked all the time. But anyway, now about the war, about politicians, I think the war is, and I agree with those who say this, that the war is going to give way to earth changes, and soldiers will leave the battlefield, and they want to be there for their families. So I don't know how successful a war is going to be. Also, there's other things that we have to consider that is only talked about on certain shows, about rockets being intercepted, and interdimensional.
Ma'am, I hear you. I mean, there's all sorts of bizarre stuff that happens in the world. All I know is there's an engineered global financial meltdown clearly on the horizon. The question is it 100 miles away or a mile away? God bless you. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Nevada. You're on the air.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. I really appreciate what you're doing. And you've done it so well that when I see things popping on the news, et cetera, I know how to think. I know what it really is. And then a little while later, you break the news, and then even the major media break it. So couldn't agree with you more about all that's happening. What I want to talk about is two quick solutions. Well, maybe not so quick. The first is, of a fashion, we're different than Iceland, but they threw out the bombs, throw out the Federal Reserve, throw out the Planned Parenthood funding, along with the IRS, the CIA, throw out the UN, a restart, a serious restart, and how that happened.
Absolutely, and it turned out 93% of Iceland's debt was not their debt. It was foreign banker debt that their criminal government signed on to, so they arrested, indicted, and convicted their ministers that were involved. And notice, that was not even in the news. I mean, that was only in their newspapers.
I would love for you to really jump all over that and get something going. Of course, everything that you've done so far puts your life in great jeopardy. This would just about, you might have to kiss everybody goodbye before you started it.
Well, the good news is there's so many people know what's going on now. It's not as dangerous as it used to be telling the truth. I mean, they admit world government. They wanted to get all this built and then deny it, but now they haven't quite completed it, and it's been admitted to. So in a way, I'm kind of passe. That's what scares me, though, is this stuff is so far along. My show's not that radical anymore. What does that mean? It means that we failed to stop it. But we enter that paradox where now things are getting so real that maybe we can get people awake. What do you think?
I hope and pray you're right. And that with that little transition word, about a year ago, you had a pastor on. I think 2 Chronicles 7:14. If you could have a regular thing every week or 1 hour or sometime where we just turn to God, because I think that's the fail safe of how we're going to get this turned around. I know you're a believer, and
I wish the churches would turn to God. No, I hear you. I go to these mainline churches, just like here in Baphomet, give a speech. Everything's fine. Go to sleep. Everything's wonderful. I hear you, Bob. Great points. I want to go to Chris and others that are patiently holding in just a moment. Briefly, speaking of funding this operation, we were sold out for a while. Super Male Vitality doesn't artificially raise your testosterone or other hormones. It just gets your glands going, according to the research we've done and doctor group that designed it. All I know is it works really great and has known concentrated organic herbs. The key is the concentration. That's why it's so strong. Super Male Vitality is back after being sold out for weeks. Super Male Vitality is back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. We are now taking orders on this new emergency shipment. Super Male Vitality has hundreds of five-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com and is our best-selling formula for a reason. It really works. Let's just read some of these latest reviews from InfoWarsLife.com about our certified third-party review system. And again, get your Super Male Vitality now while supplies last at InfoWarsLife.com. And here's just a few of them. This is from Gary. Oh, actually, I have the reviews here in my hand for the Brain Force. Got mixed in with the reviews that I had.
We've got some on screen
for Super Male Vitality. I got three folders here and just don't have the reviews for Super Male Vitality here in my stack. Maybe somebody can print me some and then do it, because I don't know if I can read from 15 feet away off that computer screen, but TV viewers can. Great product, tasty. I worked a night shift from 11:30 to 7 a.m. Let me tell you, I am up all night long doing great work, which I never – I just can't read it. You moved it. All right. Anyways, the point is that the reviews are – still see my folder, and they're not there. Now, we're going to go ahead and go back to your phone calls now. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in South Carolina. Chris, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Recollection, as I was studying history, looking at, like, the Civil War and actually truthfully what went on when it really came down to it, it was nothing about slaves. Both North and South had slaves.
Oh, whatever. The public just wants to dig up Confederate generals while foreign governments put brain poison in the water. So let them. They all want to just be slaves and run over and wear different colored socks and have mustaches.
But what I'm saying is, I'm thinking what they're trying to do is use the same angles that they did when they started that war to start this war. And if you think about J. Helm, it all plays in at the same time. And like that guy was talking about with China, don't we honestly owe China all this money and all anyway? Like, isn't most of our debt?
China is the second largest owner of our national debt, something like $2 trillion worth. The Federal Reserve, the private Federal Reserve, is the largest owner. China a few years ago was the biggest, but now the government, basically the Federal Reserve, buys most of its debt. So there's just a giant total fiat race to the moon going on right now. And so who knows when it's going to collapse or go down, my friend.
But
listen, the Pope's coming to the U.S. He's going to speak from Lincoln's Gettysburg Lectern. And the Vatican said to send the message that Lincoln sent. So, yeah, what's a foreign leader of a sovereign state doing lecturing Congress and speaking from the dictator Lincoln's lectern? And you can say what you want about Abraham Lincoln, whether he was good or bad. He was a dictator. I mean, he was arresting Congress. He was hundreds of newspaper editors were arrested. He suspended habeas corpus and did a bunch of other stuff. And it's just, who would have ever known we'd have a pope here lecturing us? I mean, it just becomes fruitcake land.
I agree with that totally, and I agree that the same group that the Pope is with was the same group that Lincoln was a part of. And if you get back to your history of that, and for viewers that go into that, it kind of makes sense why he's going with the Lincoln point of view, because Lincoln was the one that caused, if I'm not mistaken, the South to take on public education.
Well, yeah, they came in and federalized everything in Reconstruction. I appreciate your call and looted it. And again, the Civil War was a tragedy. Both sides were manipulated. It's just, it's all chumpville. I mean, you know, people were a lot more informed then, but they were still chumped big time. And we'll be chumped again. I mean, people like to be chumped. They like to be run over by the New World Order. Most people that are awake don't. But the giant mass of people out there, I just can't believe how stupid they are. I mean, I go out and talk to people, and people are either really informed and really awake and really smart and really cool of every race, color, and creed, or they're really stupid and lethargic and mindless and slow, and they love it and they enjoy it and they're proud of it and they're going to keep doing it basically forever. And that's why we're not a democracy. Because in a democracy, you could have 51% of people vote to make the other 49% slaves, or to raise their taxes, or to take their property. And in a republic, you can't take my children, you can't take my guns, you can't do things even if you vote for it. We can vote on general issues, but you can't vote on the Bill of Rights. You can't overturn that of the Constitution. And that's why it's a big deal when they start doing that and teach school kids that we're a democracy over and over and over and over and over again. Because in ancient Greece, in the city-states that had democracy, they would vote by
black and white stones. And a black stone was a no vote, a white stone was a yes vote. And they'd get together and say, we don't like this guy. We don't like how he looks. We want to kill him. They'd have an absolute democracy vote. And if they voted with more white stones than black stones, they'd kill you. I mean, I don't want to live in a country like that, where you got this big howling mob of people, you know, that can't find their butt with both hands, and then they're going to tell me how I'm supposed to run my life. I mean, these Bernie Sanders morons, 70,000 have come out just in 3 days to hear him at three different events in California. And he's promising them all these free goodies and less work days and more pensions and more freebies. I mean, California, the average pension is something like $200,000 a year. Some city managers, you know, are getting like $800,000 a year. I mean, it's just crazy town. You can't do that forever. And I'm against that welfare, corporate welfare, government welfare, but also even for the low individual who needs it, because it's about a domestication process, and it's always used long term to totally take over the society. That's why they want to make people sick. It's why they want to dumb people down. It's because it's easy to break things and be evil. It's easy to cheat. It's easy to steal. It's easy to be lazy. It's easy to lie on the surface when you're living in a prosperous economy. But when everybody starts cheating and stealing, finally things collapse. Amanda in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I was trying to call in the last 2 days. 2 days ago, you were talking about Trump and his campaign, if you want to call it that. I just wanted to make a really quick point, actually 2 points. Number one, you know, we live in an age where you have to tread through the fire of lies just to find where the truth is at. And then on top of that, you live in an age also where in the 1920s they invented the television. By the 1940s, pretty much everybody had a television. And now we're in 2015, and everybody's controlled by a television. If you watched the GOP debates the other night, it was absolutely insane, because it all, to me, looked just like a reality television show. It looked like you were watching the Kardashians. There you had Trump center stage. You know, he was just ready to lead out the party, and Americans loved it. They had more American viewers than they've ever had for the GOP debates, especially the Republican Party. More people have actually said that they're going to watch them in the future. It really doesn't matter, I don't think. I don't think it matters if Clinton wins. I don't think it matters if Trump wins. I think they know that whichever one wins, they have control of. We don't have control. Our country has no control over anything that's going on.
No, I hear you, ma'am, and I appreciate your call. But don't feel down, because it's that realization that's going to end up saving us. Do a little bit of overdrive here and take some final calls on the Internet only. Well, some stations carry the next hour, but we're about to start doing the whole fourth hour live again with the roundtable discussions and more here in just the next few months. We'll be announcing that soon. I did get the reviews here. Here's a few of the latest reviews on Super Male Vitality. I'm 54 and have been working out most of my life. Recently, the weights in the gym started to feel heavier, and I was waking up tired in the morning. I was not feeling like I should, considered I live in a very healthy lifestyle, so I decided to try this product. I am so glad I did. My workouts in the gym are the way they were 6 or 7 years ago. I'm using heavier weights and doing more total sets and not feeling wiped out. After doing so, I'm waking up feeling rested and am not tired. This stuff really works. Thank you so much. I've been using this along with Survival Shield X2 for 2 weeks and feel great. Lowering the price a little would encourage more people to buy, in my opinion. Thanks again, InfoWars. Yeah, it's one of the more expensive products. Leading competitors double that or even more, because it costs so much to get it and then it's concentrated. But we are looking at a pill form where it would be just as strong and maybe half the price. So I'm on that right now. We'll be right back. InfoWarsLife.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-4255. 3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.